Now, over the last few days, RTE News has reported on state papers released to the National Archives of Ireland. Tens of thousands of previously secret documents have been released under the 20-year Northern Ireland Files Rule and the 30-year Republic of Ireland Files Rules. Already, we've seen files on the Northern Ireland bank robbery, paramilitary activity, the 1995 divorce referendum, the death of a diplomatic panda, and NASA's request for Shannon Airport to become an emergency landing zone for the space shuttle. And there's more again in the files today. RTE's Fiacra O'Kiona joins me now in studio. Fiacra, what's new?
Well, we're going to begin today, Laura, with files from the Republic of Ireland and in particular files in the aftermath of the USA 94 World Cup. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of USA 94, it's memories of happy-go-lucky fans as much as what happened on the pitch that springs back to mind.
Absolutely.
But for diplomats, privately they remembered everything a little bit differently. And the files show why, with the 1995 state papers showing hundreds of Cork-based Irish fans were left stranded without hotels and tickets when they arrived for the second game against Mexico in Orlando, Florida. That was because British travel agent Sportex had gone bust.
Now we can hear now what one of those affected fans told RTE News back in 1994 about how Sportex responded.
They went missing. They refused to come down to the hotel to meet us because I think they were intimidated by 300 angry fans, and there was only two of them.
Yeah, you can really hear the understandable emotion in that fan's voice from 1994, Laura, and that's reflected in today's files as well, with Ireland's Washington Embassy writing in December 1994 that officials believe the wider situation could turn, in their words, riotous because of the ticketing issue. Now, that situation, the embassy said, was only narrowly avoided when diplomatic staff either gave up their own tickets voluntarily or found, let's say, some creative ways to resolve the ticketing dilemma. Now, other USA 94 files in the 1995 state papers released today also include some criticism of the number of government ministers who just happened to travel to the World Cup around the same time. They include one minister who was chastised for suddenly remembering he had to attend a fisheries conference in New York where he just happened to be playing two games. So perhaps that minister was perhaps off on a bit of a fishing expedition themselves. And also a certain Bertie Ahern who replied rather dryly to an internal government question on who was going to go to the World Cup that, well, you never know, he might just go for a game or two himself.
So there's a sporting theme running through some of today's files, Fiacra, and not always for positive reasons.
Yes, another of today's files focuses, Laura, specifically on the aftermath of the February 1995 Lansdowne Road riot by English hooligans during the friendly football match between Ireland and England. Now, as a result of what happened, the Findlay report was commissioned by government to find out what happened and what went wrong. And 2 months later, in April 1995, an aid memoir was given to Cabinet as part of the Findlay report, and it outlined two key points in particular. One, that the Garda Reserve and public order units in the stadium were insufficient, and two, that information received from the English National Criminal Intelligence Service by Gardaí was not sufficiently conveyed to the FAI.
Now, Fiacra, there was a row over Sellafield in 1995. Tell us more.
Yes, growing health fears, Laura, over the nuclear power plant in Sellafield led to the government here considering taking legal action against the site in November 1995. And today's files showing then Taoiseach John Bruton even went so far as to raise that issue and that question with then British Prime Minister John Major. Now, the files show John Major responded to those comments and those concerns in December 1995 to say, in his view, the safety concerns were sensationalised, and arguing that overall there was an excellent safety record at Sellafield. Now, Ireland's then Junior Minister for Energy, Emmet Stagg, he responded in internal government correspondence to those comments from John Major to say despite that attempt at a reassurance, he wasn't reassured in the least.
Let's not forget today's Northern Ireland files. There's some significant stories from those as well, Fiacra.
Yeah, there are, and the big one from in the Northern files today is, of course, Stormont Gate. Now, that involves what happened in October 2002 when the PSNI took the unprecedented decision to raid Sinn Féin's Stormont offices due to an alleged provisional IRA spy ring there. Now, the files show that hours after the significant raid, then British Prime Minister Tony Blair's most senior official, his Chief of Staff, Jonathan Powell, told Dublin in his view the evidence was damning and that we have a rather large problem due to the impact it could have on the peace process. Now, Stormont was duly suspended 10 days later, and direct rule reimposed, what all crisis talks between parties took place. But the case, of course, has far wider consequences than even that. One of the Sinn Féin officials arrested in that raid was Dennis Donaldson. Now, 3 years later, Northern Ireland's Public Prosecution Service dropped the charges, saying they were, in the service's view, no longer in the public interest. And just days after that, then Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams held a press conference to confirm Mr. Donaldson was in fact an MI5 spy. Now, just 4 months later, in April 2006, Dennis Donaldson was found dead in County Donegal due to his shotgun wounds to his chest. While there have been arrests in the subsequent years, no one has been convicted.
Lots of interesting stories there. Thank you so much, Fiacra O'Connor.